This is KCUR. In 1955, Henry Block and his brother opened a small business at the corner of Westport in Maine, a small business that became what we know today as H&R Block. Recently, Block sat down with KCUR's Brian Ellison to kick off a new series on innovation.
I suppose I am an innovator, but I have not tried to be an innovator. I've tried to do the right thing, and if it turned out as innovation, that's fine.
Tell us a little bit of how H&R Block got started.
It got started because of World War II. I was a junior in college at the time. I ended up being a navigator, 31 missions over Germany. And I came back, and the Air Force sent me to an abbreviated school at Harvard. And while I was at Harvard, I happened to see a little pamphlet, which was a speech given by a professor at Harvard named Sumner Schlichter. And he said, both big business and labor are very powerful, but small business really has nobody to turn to. And, you know, that kind of rang a bell. And we were looking for a business. We were corresponding. My brothers and I were corresponding, trying to find a business. And we tried, we thought of a whole lot of businesses. Nothing very sexy. But so when I told them about this, they thought it was a good idea, too, to help little companies. So we drew up, the three of us drew up a business plan to provide a lot of services to these small business companies. So I went to see Mr. Schlichter, and I said, I read your speech, and I thought that's a great idea to try to help small business. And he said, well, he said, it is a great idea, but it's it probably won't work, and you'll probably fail. I mean, he wasn't really very nice. he really said that. He said, you'll probably fail. And he was right.
You mentioned that you were in the right place at the right time. You mentioned that you were lucky.
Very lucky.
But you also had the insight to see that there was a problem in need of a solution, right? How did you come up with the solution?
We were doing bookkeeping work for $15 a month. And one of the customers we had who worked for the Kansas City Star, he handled our advertising, was a fellow named John White. So he came up one day to see Dick and me to do his income tax. And by then, we had gone out of the tax business. But he came back the next day with an ad. And instead of saying $15 a month for bookkeeping, it said $5 for your tax return. And I asked him, I said, well, how much is this ad going to cost us? And he said, $100. And I said, well, we'd have to do 20 returns just to get our money back. John said, no, you'd have to run at least two ads. And Dick said, let's take a chance. All we can lose is $200. And this was luck again. The ad appeared at exactly the right day, when W-2s had come out. But if it had been a week earlier or a week later, we probably would have failed. I was going around picking up books from our bookkeeping clients, and I got to a seat cover business, and they said, by the way, you're supposed to call your brother. And I called Dick, and he said, get back as quickly as you can. We got an office full of people. So that's how it started.
Well, is that part of successful innovation, is having a team, having someone to come up with ideas and someone to implement them?
I think it helps to have people with different ideas, yeah. But one day, a woman was there, and she was from northern Missouri. She filled out, where they filled out mainly farm returns, which file early. And she said, I've filed all my clients' returns. Now, I'd like to work for you and for the rest of the tax season. And I told the people I was with, I'll be right back. I'll ask her a few questions and get rid of her. And so I asked her a few questions. She answered every one perfectly. And I always say that was the beginning of the end. now we must have 80 to 90% women.
Well, and that's an example of innovation as well, that you changed as the times changed.
And the women are so much better than the men. They'd come back. See, we're very seasonal. The women would come back every year, and they loved it.